Blog Talk Radio.
Just open your mouth and just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him. Come on, tell him, tell him, tell him. Come on, you tell him. I want to hear you tell him. Oh God, if you don't ever do anything else, you've already done enough. You've done so much for me until I'm behind in my worship. That if you stopped moving in my life right now, it would take me 1,000 years to give you all the praise that's due your name. My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. It's the praise that's due you. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy and tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight? That he's holy. Why do you say holy? Because when you cry holy, no demon can stand in your presence. When you tell him how holy he is, every shackle has to break off of your life. Every spirit of torment has to come off of your mind. Just begin to worship him. You ain't gotta sing the song. Just begin to tell him how wonderful he is. How glorious he is. Almighty One. Yes. God, I give you the praise.
Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining me this evening on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Benton, right here on Victory Against All Odds. We welcome you. We thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening. This evening, I want you to text someone, call someone, tell someone that I am live on the air right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have them to dial in 818-572-2919. That's 818-572-2919. This evening, I won't be before you long. We just wanted to take a moment to just give you some announcements as to what is going on. Victory Against All On is on the move. I am excited about the things that are happening. We are getting ready to take this to the streets. All right. I am excited this evening about what is happening and what is transpiring. We have come a long way. There are still things that need to be done. There are still victories that need to be won. There are still things that we need to take back. Nonetheless, we are moving. I am excited about what's happening here. I just wanted to take this moment to just kind of elaborate on some things, and then we're going to go into announcements, and then we're going to let you have your day. And again, I thank each and every one of you for joining me for these current events that are taking place. We have used our weapons. We have acknowledged some things. We have come to the knowledge of truth. We have exposed some things. We have used our weapons. We have journaled. We have told our friends. We have told our family. We have acknowledged where we are, and we have then buried some things, and we celebrated those things that remain. I just wanted to kind of put this in your hearing. Remember to be kind to yourself, to be patient, just like babies. Babies don't go on from crawling to walking in a single day. This simply means that this is still a process. Remember we said that healing is a continuum. We are not impotent, impatient, or angry when the powders fall down, just like babies. They crawl, they try to walk, but they do fall down. But what do? When they fall down, they get right back up. And so will we. In fact, we delight in their first forays, even when they end in a plop, meaning that sometimes babies take those first four steps and they fall down. But they get back up. So when you fall, when you have a memory relapse, when you forget to use your tools, when things don't quite go right and you were on a momentum, whatever you do, forgive yourself. If you mess up, try again. That is the message I want to leave with you. When you backslide, being gentle to yourself, make sure that you establish a pattern and make sure that you are kind to yourself. We want to celebrate when we accomplish a goal, when you make a change you have worked so hard to make. We want to celebrate. A celebration can be anything that feels right to you, from rashes to serious. You can go treat yourself, go to a movie, eat lobster, buy a lovely card, mail it to yourself. Excuse me. Mail it to yourself. Light a candle in your celebration. We want you to light a candle for the victories that you have accomplished. You can take baby steps. You can take leaps. You can jump. You can trot. You can jog. Whatever you do, we want you to celebrate you. Celebrate your victories. Do what is special to you for each and every one. That may be something different. Like I said, mail yourself a card, light a candle, go to the movies, take yourself out to dinner, join a friend, celebrate you. It is time for celebration. That's what we have been doing. Because we are celebrating victories, we are celebrating change. I wanted to read a poem to you called Change, and it's by Ellen Bass. And it reads, "This is where I yank the old roots from my chest, like the tomato we let grow until December, stalks, thick, and saplings. This is the moment when the ancient fears race like thoroughbreds, asking for more and more rain. And I, the driver, for some reason, they know nothing of drain to hold them back. Terror grips me like a virus, and I sweat, fevered, trying to burn it out. This is fear. This fear is invisible. All you can see is a woman going about her ordinary day, drinking tea, making herself to the movies, reading in bed. If victorious, I will look exactly the same. Yet, I am hosting a car from mud ruts half a century deep. I am packing a clearing through the fallen slash of my heart. Without laser precision, with only the primitive knife of need, I cut and slice the circulatories of my brain. I change." That is a great poem talking about change, what we need to do to change. We've talked about change. We've talked about the need to be compassionate with ourselves, the need to burn the pictures of abuse and burn the pictures of abusers, and whatever we need to do to build our self-esteem, to take control, to have victory in our lives. And having said, we are excited about some things that are going on in the community for this month of March, as we talk about as we go into Sexual Awareness Month, as we go into Domestic Awareness, which is actually in October, but as we begin to celebrate the Sexual Violence Awareness Month, which is in April, we're going to go into the streets. We're going to begin to talk about resources. We've done enough talking for right this moment, and we're going to start talking about those resources that are out there for those who need to now reach out to the sources that are outside ourselves. We talked about resources from within and resources that are out. We've spent extensive time on talking about the resources within. Now we're going to take those resources out. We will be, in the future, we will be hearing from various ministries and organizations around not only North Carolina, but other organizations in other states as well. And so these are some of the things that we will be lining up to do. One of the ministries that you'll be hearing from in the coming weeks is Healing Hands, Healing Hearts Ministries. And it is based out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and the mission of Healing Hands, Healing Heart is the mission and the goal of Healing Hands and Healing Heart Ministries is to empower, uplift, encourage, and strengthen the lives of individuals who have been impacted by abuse, neglect, trauma, and or mental health disorders by promoting health and wholeness of the spirit, of the body, and of the soul through education and supportive networks so that they can thrive in their lives from day to day. Their vision is to promote inner healing and wholeness for individuals, and as well as to provide opportunities for empowerment, encouragement, strengthen, and uplift faith through small group and support group networks. And their basic scripture theme comes out of Isaiah 61:1-3. You can read that on your own time. That is one of the ministries that you'll be hearing from. Also, one of the other ministries you'll be hearing from is Healing Streams Ministry, Dr. Gwendolyn Brooks. She will be coming on the air. We'll be speaking with her about what kinds of resources that she offers, that Healing Stream has, what the purpose is, how the vision was born and birthed, and what her mission is for Healing Streams Ministries. We will have various other ministries also from around the state of North Carolina. Again, and we will also be going national with statistics on domestic violence, on sexual violence, and looking at some numbers so we can see what needs to be done, what work needs to be done. Also, as you have heard, we have been talking about Take Back the Night, which is an event that's coming up at the end of the month. Take Back the Night is Wednesday, March the 28th, 2012. This is an annual event that honors survivors of rape and their loved ones. This starts at 6 o'clock with a march, and the event actually gets underway at 6:30. It will be located at North Carolina State University at their Talley Student Center. The event begins with various organized marches around the campus, as I've stated earlier, ending at the Talley Center. They'll have scheduled survivors who will share their stories and will be followed by an open mic to give those in the audience a safe place to share as well. The event ends with a reception in the Talley Center. This is a socially free of shame and guilt among those who are assaulted, and this event is open to the campus and the community as well. I am happy to announce that I will be part of that hosting of that live event. I will be co-hosting with Apostle Shirley Robinson, and you'll get to hear Dr. Gwendolyn Brooks from Healing Streams Ministries. We will be live, and we will cover various ins and outs of the event as they unfold. Now, I am excited about this event as well, and we are currently working on getting equipment ready, getting microphones ready, and I will also be having representatives from Take Back the Night on the air, hopefully next Monday. They will be coming, and they will get to share as well, and we will, like I said, will be live, coming straight from the event. I am excited about what is happening as we move further into the community and begin to tap into some of the resources that we have talked about in terms of using your tools. Want you all to be able to write, respond. We'll be giving you email addresses as well as Victory email address. If you have questions, comments, please do not hesitate to email me. You may email me at odds_against_AGAINST_U@yahoo.com. Or if you would like to be a guest on the show, if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have a concern, if you need prayer, you may do so. You may call me at 641-715-3900. Again, that's 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. Again, the extension is 343-658#. Or if you would like to sow a seed into Victory, you may do so. Make the check out to Victory Against All Odds. And you may email that to Post Office Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. Again, if you would like to be a blessing and sow a seed, you may do so. At Victory Against All Odds, and you may mail that to Post Office Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. Okay, so I am excited. Again, if you need to contact me, you may do so. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you have a prayer request, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or if you have an event coming up, please send me the information with the event. I will take a look at that, and we'll schedule you to come on the live. You'll be able to talk about the event and give dates and answer questions in your community. It doesn't matter what state you're in. And you may do so again at 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 343-658. Or you may email me. On the subject line, please put Victory Against All Odds, or put capital V, capital A, capital A, capital O, and your contact information at odds_against_against_U@yahoo.com. Those are all the announcements that I have. Again, next week we will have some live representation on the line as we talk about the various ministries, various organizations that have events coming up, resources that are out there for you, your family members, your friends, your coworkers, others that you may know, your brother, your sister, whether it be mental illness, whether it be sexual assault, whether it be child abuse, depression. We have Christian counseling available. We have counseling available, various people from various places for various needs. So please stay tuned as we prepare for the month of March, leading into the month of April. We are excited that you have joined us. I'm excited about what's going on, that we are Victory Against All Odds is on wheels, and we are taking it to the community. Okay, I am done for the evening. Thank you for listening. And as we end this broadcast, we will go into worship, and we will see you again here on next week. Thank you for listening.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. And I'm forever grateful. did not wait for me. But you clothe yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. Why don't you